So, welcome to the first of our on-location podcasts.
Yes, here we go. We've just been overtaken by two Germans on a Segway. I don't think you're supposed to have two people on a Segway at once. Anyway.
But that is life. What happens in Rotterdam stays in
Rotterdam. It is, clearly. So, what a day. So, you've been out here, Rachel, since Saturday.
It's now Tuesday, I should point out.
Yeah, it's now Tuesday. So, obviously, this will go out tomorrow, so tomorrow, Wednesday. I have just arrived. Are we going through here, by the way?
No, we're sort of heading
towards beyond there, because you've told me there's something amazing over there.
So, behind this barrier is probably the best pancake house I've ever been to. So when I arrived on Saturday, I checked into the hotel, dumped my bags, came straight to the venue, got my accreditation, and went straight to the pancake house for pancakes with Nutella and banana.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking. What is the best thing in the pancake house? It's basically chocolate and banana, yeah?
No, but they do everything.
Oh, really?
They've got this huge menu with, I think it's two sides of different sweet and savoury flavours.
I'm going to roll out of this place at the end of it. I can't deal with that. And on the other side, so on our right is the pancake house, and our left is what? That's a para-dressage arena.
It is the para-dressage arena, where they have had the... Someone's just fallen off their bike going past us. So the para-dressage arena, which is where, as the name suggests, the para-dressage will be taking place, and also it's where they've had the horse inspections for the last few days.
Right, OK, let's talk about today. I mean, I don't want to dwell on me, obviously, but I had a nightmare journey getting here. I decided... Well, you flew over. I decided I'd take the train. I thought, you know, lessen the carbon footprint, all that kind of thing. And I took the Eurostar, and it wasn't a good...
It was a bad decision, wasn't it?
No, I was stuck in... We were stuck on the line in Kent. We barely got out of the station. We had to change trains in Brussels. It took forever to get here. But anyway, enough about me. It's fair to say it's been a mixed day.
It's been
Team GBR, hasn't it?
Very mixed day.
Right, let's talk about the good things first. Okay, so obviously it was day one or rather day two as far as dressage competing is concerned. And Carl had a phenomenal performance.
He did. He put in an absolutely stonking test, mistake-free. I can't remember off the top of my head if it was personal best, but if it wasn't, it was certainly very, very close to one. And the thing that made me laugh, I was sat in the press stands watching this while Matt was in his train in, you know, the wilds of Europe somewhere. So I was sat in the press stand watching Carl's test. And just before he came in, these two crows, who apparently I hear are regulars at the venue, but these two crows landed in the middle of the arena and started having a scrap with each other.
Oh, right, okay.
And for anyone who knows Carl, they know his yard is a bit of a menagerie, basically.
There are
lots of various different animals there, but lots and lots of birds as well. And the birds make the arenas their home. So I was sat there with a couple of journalists, and we just went, well, if this was any other horse, we'd be worried. But the fact it's Carl's, he's probably sat there wondering where the guinea fowl and the peacocks are.
Absolutely.
And needless to say... Hortins Delicato was completely unfazed by these two birds who stayed in the arena for basically all of the test, even when they were nearly getting run over as Carl came across the diagonal towards them.
It was such a strong performance from Carl, who we already know is in a different planet as far as dressage is concerned. And Charlotte also put in a great performance, which at the time we thought, right, we're going to be nailed on here almost for silver medal.
Yeah, it was a brilliant, brilliant test. Really lovely. But sadly, good things don't always follow through.
No, so unfortunately, you'll know this if you're listening to this. And if you don't know the story, there is a statement on our website. But unfortunately, the stewards found a tiny trace of blood it was on the side, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on the flank of Mount St John Freestyle.
Yeah, and so obviously that means elimination. And obviously Charlotte was devastated. And I should say devastated because she adores her horse. She adores all of her horses that she works with, but there is nothing that's more important to her than the health and well-being of those horses. And yeah, no, she was devastated to it. She obviously wasn't going to appeal, and but obviously that meant that her European Championships was over. It's really, really sad, isn't it?
It is really sad, and the whole team are devastated. You know, horse welfare is something that Team GBR as a whole is so passionate about, and you know, is our number one priority.
Yeah.
But these things do happen, and yeah, all you can do is pick yourself up from it. We've had three dressage riders who've put in absolutely brilliant performances and will carry on with the rest of the competition.
Yeah.
So we will be cheering them on as they go through into the Grand Prix special, and hopefully some of them also get through into the freestyle.
Okay, so let's talk about one of those other riders, because you've been talking to Gareth.
I have. So Gareth, he went...
Sorry, this is Gareth Hughes, isn't it?
Yes, this is Gareth Hughes.
I shouldn't just say Gareth. I should say Gareth Hughes.
I mean, okay, if you're talking about dressage, there is one Gareth. But yes, so he did his tests for us yesterday, so Monday, in the first rotation, well, first half of, I should say, of the field. It was actually second rotation because he was second rider for us into the arena.
I'm already lost, but carry on. Yeah,
I suppose I'm fairly lost as well. We've had a very long day. My brain is not really working. But anyway, so he was here with Classic Brialinka, who he co-owns with his wife Rebecca and Julia Hornig. They've had this horse since she was very young, and to bring her here in itself was amazing for them. But he put in a brilliant performance, got a personal best, was absolutely elated. But I caught up with him after the first horse inspection. Now, the first horse inspection may seem fairly meaningless, but it's actually a bit of a hold your breath moment. Because it is the first hurdle of competition. It counts, you know, and if one of your horses or doesn't make it through, then it can really, really mix up the team dynamics. But luckily, all four of our dressage horses got through. So I caught up with Gareth to chat a little bit to him about what it means to be here at the Europeans. And I also spoke to his daughter, Ruby, who is here supporting him. And she is a very, well, she's a very talented rider. I've seen lots of pictures of her on Gareth's horses, including Brialinka. But she's also a vaulter. And she was out with the British team that competed in Milo, I want to say, a few months ago. So I talked up with her to find out a little bit about how she got into vaulting and what she likes about it. And I am here with Gareth Hughes and Ruby Hughes.
Hi, morning, or afternoon, should I say?
Yeah.
Hi.
So, we've just had the first horse inspection, mm-hmm, and Classic Brialinka is through, so you must be a bit relieved that the first hurdle is done and out of the way.
Absolutely. I mean, it's always the first thing, because it's sort of a bit out of your control as such. So, yeah, you arrive. It's all been done, so now we can relax and, well, not really relax, but get on with our job at hand now.
Yeah, and we've got the first training session as well this afternoon, so that'll give you a kind of good idea of how she's settling in and ready for...
So we've been able to ride in the main arena before, but today we go in team order, and each team has 20 minutes in the arena, so there'll be four of us in there at a time, and so yeah, it'll give us a bit more of an idea.
And it must also be a good opportunity to get her sort of used to going in that environment as well.
Yeah, I mean, every opportunity we can, just to walk in, walk out, work in there. You know, obviously the arena's the same once we're in.
Mm.
It's what goes on around the outside that changes. So, it should be good.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Obviously we will keep everyone posted.
Yeah.
And of course, you're not the only one who's been doing some sort of big competitions as well this year. Ruby, you're a bit of a vaulter, aren't you?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into vaulting.
I saw at the Nationals one year, and then I got a voucher for my birthday and tried, and I guess never stopped.
And so you went out and you were competing in Europe as well this summer, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How exciting was that?
Very exciting. It was also a very good experience.
Where was it?
Ermelo.
Brilliant. And so is that you're going to stick with the vaulting, or are you sort of tempted to do a bit of dressage as well?
I'm going to try and do both as long as I can.
So you're going to be very, very busy then?
Yes.
So what's your favourite thing about vaulting?
probably working together as a team and just being like going into the arena, you're together and just having that.
Yeah,
connection.
Team, yeah, yeah, team together. And have you been tempted to get your dad on yet? Give him a go?
Yes, he has actually.
And how was he?
It's all right.
Give me a meaningful look there.
I was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Well, at least you can then say that you're better at him, and one day you might be better at dressage as well.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Brilliant. Well, thanks for chatting to me, guys. Good luck, Gareth, with the Grand Prix. We may all speak to you again later this week.
Yep. Perfect.
Right, here's what I would say about vaulting, okay? In my time in this organisation, Rachel, it is the discipline that I think to myself, there is no way I will be able to... Most of the other things I think, right, I could probably give that a go. I won't be any good, but I'll give it a go. Vaulting is the one where I go, there is no chance of that ever happening.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Ruby says that she's tried to get Gareth to do it and he wasn't much good. So at least you'd be in good company
if you
did.
I'm as good as Gareth.
Yes, there we go.
That's good to know. Right, so we've had some other really strong performances as well. So we mentioned Gareth there, but Lottie, goodness me. Everyone was going nuts about her yesterday. Oh, where are we? Monday.
Yes. So Lottie was the other rider who competed on Monday. She was the first British rider into the ring in the Grand Prix for us. She is here with Dark Legend, who she co-owns with Van Olst Horses, where she's based in the Netherlands. And this is her first senior championships. And, I mean, to be fair, you would not have thought that looking at her test. It was amazing. She is so cool and collected. The chef to keep for dressage, Caroline Griffiths, has actually now named her Little Miss Cucumber because she is as cool as a cucumber.
Good.
So I very quickly stuck a microphone in her face when she came out of the arena to find out just what she thought of that performance. So I'm here with Lottie Fry after what can only be described as a pretty good test in there. How did you think that went?
I was very happy with how it went. I couldn't have expected any more, to be honest, in my first championship, and to also get a 74%, it was really exciting. I was very happy.
And tell me a little bit about Dark Legend, who's the horse you're riding here.
He's quite a nervous horse, but I've been riding him for a long time now, and so we've built a really good partnership, and he's got a lot of confidence in me. So before we went in, he was very nervous about entering the arena, but as soon as we were in, I really felt he gave everything he could. But he's a really lovely horse.
He looks it in there. And I know so you're not based in the UK like some of the other teams. You're based in the Netherlands,
yeah,
which is obviously where the championships is. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how you've ended up here?
So originally I was training with Carl Hester and I was looking for a job as a rider, and he found me this amazing job in Holland with Anna Van Olst and Gertjan Van Olst at Van Olst Horses. So I've been there nearly 5 years now and it's been amazing. I started as a working pupil and riding young horses, and it's just built up more and more, and now I ride all different horses all day, every day, and it's amazing.
Sounds pretty dreamy to
me.
Yeah,
it is.
And this is your first senior championships. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be on a senior team with people like Carl, who obviously has trained you? I know you've trained with Gareth as well. What does that mean?
It's quite surreal, really. I'm still getting my head around it. But it's just amazing, and it really makes you up your game when you're on a team with Carl, Charlotte and Gareth.
Well, I hope you have an amazing rest of the championships and enjoy every minute of it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so, of course, dressage wasn't the only thing that happened today.
No.
We had the horse inspection for the para-equestrian dressage horses. where the support teams and the grooms trotted the horses up. They did a brilliant job of it. It was peeing it down
with
rain.
Yeah, I saw.
It was less than pleasant. The weather here at Rotterdam has been changeable, to say the least.
Okay, well, it's gorgeous at the moment. Is this the Swiss team going past?
Yes, this is the Swiss jumping team going in for their training sessions, which segues me on nicely to the other things that have happened today. So, actually, it doesn't, because I haven't mentioned the fact that the para-equestrian dressage horses, they also had their first training sessions.
Okay.
So we caught up with those, took some pictures, and because this is their first, was their first opportunity to ride in the para arena, so it's a valuable opportunity to get the horses used to that environment before they have to go in there and compete.
Okay.
And the segue that I was going to take from the Swiss jumping team riding past us is the fact that the jumpers also got underway. They've had their trot up already, but they had their first training session in the main arena today, which we got to sit and watch from the top of the stands. They all looked brilliant, so we are going to cross our fingers that that carries through to competition. So we are recording this on the Tuesday. Tomorrow is the Wednesday. Not quite sure when this podcast will go out.
Let's hope it goes out tomorrow.
Well, I'd like to say it would go out tomorrow, but so the competition happening tomorrow, we've got grades 1, 2 and 3 in the para equestrian dressage.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got the speed class for the jumping.
So that's the start of the jumping. Now, obviously, the jumping is going to be a really important one for us, because, of course, show jumping is the one discipline for Team GBR that's not yet qualified for Tokyo. I am confident. I am aware that I'm saying this on Tuesday night.
Very prematurely.
And it is,
come on.
Yes, I know. And I'm absolutely not the kind of person to count any chickens, but I am confident. I know that this might come back and bite me, but I am confident. How are you confident? What do you think? I think
we've got a very strong team.
Yes,
correct. And some of them put in very good performances in Dublin, obviously not all with the same horses.
Mm-hmm.
And our team does have a habit of pulling it out of the bag when it matters.
I think it's a really strong team. Okay, well, it's pointless you and I
speculating, because it's meaningless.
Absolutely, but I can't wait for tomorrow.
I think
it's going to be it's going to be a real insight into how our teams are doing. Obviously, today was mixed for us. Here's hoping that it's just all good news tomorrow. That's what we want. Only good news
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, please.